For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News.
Time for yet another segment about Colombian cocaine production. Earlier this year, the Office of National Drug Control Policy released its estimates of Colombian cocaine production. Though they spun the story beyond recognition, the bottom line was clear. Estimated production had risen by 20 to 25% over the year before. Now, a report by Colombia's Narcotics Agency and the UN Office on Drugs and Crime reveals that our drug czar was an optimist. According to a report in the news magazine Cambio, Colombia may have produced about 776 tons of pure cocaine in 2005. That's 130 to 200 tons more than previously estimated. The problem is twofold. First, cultivation is going on in more areas than officials had been willing to admit. Second, the coca plants themselves are producing more cocaine because farmers are using higher yield varieties, the same way that corn farmers use higher yielding varieties of corn. In an ironic piece of related news, late last month, a delegation of Colombian anti-drug military and police officials went to Afghanistan to help that government deal with its illicit drug production. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
The U.S. Office of National Drug Control Policy has confirmed reports that Afghanistan's massive opium harvest is pouring tens of millions of dollars into Taliban coffers. This is the highest-level White House announcement to date that American-occupied Afghanistan's illegal opium trade is funding America's enemies. Violence in Afghanistan continues to rise dramatically. This week in Kandahar, a car bomb killed at least 21 civilians, and four NATO soldiers were killed in a rocket-propelled grenade attack. Three British soldiers were killed in Helmand Province in a Taliban ambush, and a car bomb killed eight mourners at a funeral in Jalalabad. So far this year, 64 American soldiers have died in Afghanistan. According to the DEA, U.S.-occupied Afghanistan now accounts for 92% of the world's heroin, 7 billion individual doses produced last year alone. Opium cultivation has increased 30-fold since the U.S. invasion in 2001, and still, the U.N. expects this year's harvest to rise. Despite funding terrorism, spreading HIV/AIDS throughout the region, fostering malignant political corruption, and filling nearly all the syringes of heroin consumers worldwide, the Bush administration, while actively waging a domestic scorched-earth war on drugs, has done nothing about controlling heroin production in Afghanistan. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.